What's up, fellow gamers? Welcome back to the NSFW Gamer Podcast. I'm your co-host, Corey. Joining me, as always, is Jeff.
Hey, Corey, how you doing?
How you doing, buddy?
Doing great.
That was a nice little start we had there.
Wow, we had four false alarms, and now we're here.
Now we're good. So, it's been a while since we had our last podcast.
About 2 weeks.
Yeah, and a lot's happened, but it's, you know, we were looking over all the shit, and
not a lot has happened.
but we have a lot to talk about. So it's that lull before fucking E3.
It always is every April to June, before E3.
But we do have a decent amount of shit to talk about.
So let's get right into it.
All right.
What is Matt McConaughey?
Dude, that was not as good. Yours was actually better. I should have saved that for you.
Don't worry, I'll get it in later.
Yeah, I hope so.
I will.
As usual, what are you playing right now, buddy?
Well, I finished Metal Gear Peace Walker, and I finished Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zeroes.
Okay, so you got the HD collection for Metal Gear.
Yeah, I got the big one where it was like $60 for all the games.
Right, so yeah. Because you never played Peace Walker. Which
I
is
wanted
one of my favorites.
And it was the HD mm-hmm. redo, and it was on the PS3, yeah. And it came with everything else. It has trophies. Mm-hmm. It was so much fun.
Nice. And so in the story, though, segues pretty much right into Ground Zeroes.
Yeah, it is a prequel to Ground Zeroes, and it would eventually become Phantom Pain.
Yeah.
And, I didn't know anything when I went into Ground Zeroes the first time, so that's why I got the collection, played it, now I did Ground Zeroes, and the story just made sense to me. There's characters essential from the previous game.
So, but they also, don't they give you in Ground Zeroes, like, you can watch a video that's, like, a previously
right, there's,
something?
Like, a file on what happens in Peace Walker if you never played it before.
Right.
So you don't have to, but it was a good time.
But just so everyone knows, you're a big Metal Gear fan.
Yeah,
you just never owned a PSP.
Yeah, never did.
So you never played Peace Walker.
No, I actually heard, I heard about it. It got great reviews.
Yeah, I liked
it. And when I knew that it was on the PSN, but I never got it, because I knew that someday some kind of like big bundle would come out.
Yeah.
It finally did, and it came out right before Ground Zeroes.
So the one thing that I really liked about Peace Walker was the bite-sized missions I thought were fun, but I really enjoyed managing my base.
You know, that, and they actually brought that back into Phantom Pain. It's going to be it's going to be
really
cool. Really
cool.
It was actually the defining factor in the game, because after every bite-sized mission, the way they made it into its own little game was you had a base, you had Mother, you had Outer Heaven, and you basically, like, you get different guys, you have to, like, assign to teams, they have to get levels, you have to go out and do, like, side missions.
Well, and you get the people by basically, they encourage you to not kill guys on missions, because you can trank guys on missions.
Yeah.
Then you get them, you put them in this harness and you send them up in the air via a balloon.
Yeah, it does.
And you basically, you capture these guys and
you
then
turn them into your outer heaven bros.
Yeah. That was one of my favorite aspects of the game. I thought it was great. But now on the PSP, when I played it, it had like this Wi-Fi enabled feature where you could go into, say, the McDonald's parking lot and you would get their Wi-Fi, and it would randomly generate a character based on just the numbers.
Your location?
No, the numbers in the IP address.
Oh, that's
all
cool.
You're really doing is getting other IP addresses.
So did you do that a lot?
I did it when I was, because at the time I was working on the census.
Yeah.
And it was, I didn't know how it knew, because I don't know stuff about IP addresses and whatnot, but like every time I did it outside of like a McDonald's or something, my guy would have like a high food rating.
I mean, it was very intuitive, and you actually can do it in a similar way, like they send you to different parts of the world and you just get a different guy.
Yeah, because you're playing on the PS3, so
you
can't do the Wi-Fi feature,
right.
But you can still get special dudes.
You get special dudes, and you also could play with people around the world because it's multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, once again, it's multiplayer.
There it is. Love that. It's my favorite word.
You recruit different players, and you actually do co-op missions throughout most of the game. So if you ever got it, I mean, we'll never do it, but if you did, we would have been able to play that game together.
Yeah, I would like, in a perfect world, I would like to say I would replay, you know, that game.
Right.
But
or any of them,
it'll
really
never happen.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to play 2 and 3 and 4, because they all have trophies.
3's my favorite, Snake Eater.
Yeah.
But I would probably say that Peace Walker was probably my second favorite. Here's the funny thing for me with Metal Gear. It's also quantified differently. Like, one game will be maybe my favorite story.
Sure.
Like, the first Metal Gear Solid is my favorite story.
It was an amazing story.
But, you know, I want the new controls and everything,
right.
So,
I mean, nothing beats the controls of Ground Zeroes at all.
And they're modernized.
They are,
The thing that I love the most about Ground Zeroes when I played it at your place...
The fluidity of it.
I was like, it's the first time that the controls felt modern.
Right. The down pad and the down pad, you can actually switch weapons.
Yeah.
And
I can't wait to play
Phantom
Pain. Oh, you're done with it. Can I borrow it?
Yeah. I mean, you can, but yeah, I'm not giving my PS4.
Oh, fuck. Dude, that was a complete... Wow.
Mind nice. Barf.
Yep, my bad, my bad. Anyways, moving on.
Wow.
All right, cool. That's awesome. What
have you been playing?
Well, right now, I rented Deception 4 from Gamefly.
Sure.
Because I used to love all the
other... It took you like
a
month to actually get this game.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that was
a lot of UPS problems.
That was
USPS.
Problems.
Yeah.
Hashtag Gamefly problems. But no,
Mailman guy.
So I'm actually finally playing Deception, the new Deception. Sure. And if anyone's ever played those games before, basically you play this like kind of helpless sort of character.
Mm-hmm.
And you lead... The only way you can take out your opponents is by setting traps and luring them into the traps
sure.
that you like initiate.
Okay.
So, but the cool thing is that you can start stacking them. So like one trap will like knock them
different
in the head.
Different attributes of stuff, yeah.
And then the other trap, you knock them into the other trap. The other trap is a springboard. Then it gets violent because you can knock them into like buzzsaws. So then the buzzsaws will maybe throw them, and then finally it ends with like a sickle coming down on them.
Cool.
And it is cool.
Yeah,
it's really fun, and it's the same game that it's always been, but they didn't bring some of the modern aspects.
Now,
to
is this
it.
A PlayStation only game or
PlayStation
is it...
3? Yeah, it's PlayStation 3 and I think Vita only.
Okay, so
I know
exclusive.
PlayStation 3 only.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool. Did you play 1, 2, and 3 in the past?
Oh yeah, Deception 1 came out on the PS1.
Wow.
Deception 2 was on the PS2, I believe.
Yeah.
Deception 3 was on the PS2, but Deception 3 was called just Trapped.
Sure. They had a different name altogether.
Every Deception game are standalone.
Okay.
And I think that's what they were trying to...
All right.
I don't think...
Kind of like Final Fantasy type, where each story is just
there's
different.
There's no
connection. No continuity at all.
Other than the gameplay.
Okay. Okay, so it's very Final Fantasy-like.
Yeah,
very
so,
cool.
But it's really fun, and I do genuinely like it, but the stages are long and hard, and as you do chunks of them...
No checkpoints in like end game or something.
There's checkpoints in that if you die and don't turn the machine off, you'll restart after the checkpoint.
Okay,
but there's no mid stage save.
Oh, so if you die, you have to redo like all that progress.
And it, like sometimes like you get drained because like killing people and setting up your traps.
I mean, yeah,
like,
exactly. Yeah.
You know, it's not one of those games where like it has like 12 stages. But you're
there
like,
should
well, that's
be
not
saves mid game.
They're beefy.
Mid missions.
Every encounter could kill you. That's the kind of game it is. Like every
it's
encounter,
like Demon's Souls. Yeah. It's like that.
Yeah.
Oh god.
And I'm like, just let me save it. That's all.
Yeah.
You know. So, but I like it. But I'm not burning through it as quick as I wanted to.
Probably because of the save point problem.
And I don't think I love it as much as I want to.
Right.
Love
because
it.
Your progress is you're losing it sometimes.
Yeah.
So you're losing interest because you're like, I have to do this again. And
yeah.
Again.
And I'm like, yeah. I get to a boss and I'm like, you know what? I've died on him a few times and I'm like, I just want to go to bed.
Right.
And try him again tomorrow. But
you
don't want to
redo
the whole stage.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. That is very Demon Souls-like.
But if I don't turn the game
and
off,
Dark Souls.
If I don't turn the game off when I die, it will start me at the checkpoint.
Sure, but then you leave your PS.
But then yeah,
on
but then you
night.
You just can't turn it off.
Right.
I'm like, fuck.
You don't want that thing to burn out or something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, I'm not going to do that. But
let's not talk about that.
Yeah. So, the bottom line is, it's a cool game and it's definitely interesting because it's a lot different than out there.
Buying
but
it?
I don't. I think I'll try to beat it. I don't think I'll buy it.
Okay.
I wanted to support it. That's my thing because I've loved this series for so long.
Okay.
But
very cool.
The next one needs to come into the modern world.
I hope that you enjoy this.
Yeah,
this is the
modern
world, bro.
Yeah.
I hope it comes into the modern save world.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I do too. Then the other game that I'm playing right now.
Mind blower.
Yeah. Okay, guys. All right. Hold on
to
your
for
butts.
This one.
Hold on to your butts. If we were like a radio program, we would have that soundbite of Samuel Jackson from Jurassic Park.
Yeah. We would because.
So I'm playing Injustice.
The iOS game.
Not the iOS game. I'm playing Injustice, the console game.
Oh, because...
Because
why, Corey?
The iOS game died on me. And on a lot of people. So, all right. So, here, backstory. You know, you guys know that I've been playing Injustice iOS for fucking ever.
A year now.
For a year.
It's been a year. Anniversary.
And legitimately...
Yeah.
Like, every day. For a year. Yeah. And I've been telling Jeff about it, and he's been like, cool.
And I've been hating on it.
You know,
for no reason.
Sure, no reason whatsoever.
No reason at all.
So they launched for this 1 year anniversary. They launched like this giant mega update where they add multiplayer. They do all
multiplayer.
Multiplayer. Bring that multiplayer in there. And there was a bug. And
you lost all your progress.
Lost everything. But I'm not the only one. Like a lot of people online.
Yeah.
Did
so you when it happened, you hit me up and you're like, Jeff, I had a Mayday moment.
Yeah.
And I'm
I
like,
was
what's
crying.
Wrong? I literally
was
thought
crying.
It was like a life situation. No, he this moron. Says that his Injustice iOS save is gone.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, whatever. I was like, I felt bad for him because he, a year of progress, he had all the characters, you know, all the level ups.
Mm-hmm.
So then the reason he got the console version is because he got to the point where you actually get to unlock stuff from the console version into the iOS game.
Yeah, if you log in with your WB ID on, you know, I created one for the iOS game. Sure. If you log in and play the console version.
Sure, you get your
You get perks.
Yeah, perks.
Like, you know, more
long
money.
Long story short, because he says everyone's, like, so mad, I'm like, what is this game? What's the point of this?
Yeah.
I turn it on. I instantly fall in love with
it. He's addicted. He's addicted. He's like, I get everything.
A year of hate, and I'm like, I can't believe I haven't been playing this game for a year.
Because, I mean, and Jeff's heard all about it. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Tonight, Corey was prepping, and I'm just like, let me get my Injustice
on. So, but the great thing is, like, I'm standing over his back. I'm telling him, like, yo, Nightwing is awesome for this. And he didn't even know how to do, like, heavy swipes
and
everything.
I mean, I'm a noob.
Yeah,
I'm a straight noob.
So
a year down the line, I'm a noob after a year of hating on this franchise.
So the bad news is, and I don't even know if some of you guys may have had this happen to you.
I'm sure you have if you play this game.
It seems to have only affected people who had pre-existing WB IDs, because now I can't even...
You can't turn the game on.
Every time I turn it on and play a little bit and then restart it, it starts me at zero.
And you've tried, obviously, to delete the
app, I've done,
restart it,
and I emailed,
everything.
And I emailed tech support.
He emailed these fools
support.
I need my save back because I want to play my game, guys.
Yeah, and they gave me this whole big thing about deleting it, turning off your system. Yeah. There is bullshit.
Yeah, it's all bullshit.
It was a copy paste fucking, you know, email.
Yeah.
So lost everything, and it's like, and then if I look on the boards, it happens to other people, and everyone's in an uproar.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think they're working on it now to fix it, but as of yet, it has not been fixed. So to curb my need, I've been playing the console version, which, if you guys have been listening to us for the past 22 episodes...
We've hated on.
You'll know that we've hated the Injustice...
On it hard.
Yeah. It's
hard.
To the point where it was a part of our identity.
Yeah, yeah. We were the Injustice haters.
Yeah, we were. So yeah. I purchased it. This is a true story. I was waiting for a sale, and on PlayStation Plus, it popped
for 25
up for $25.
Bucks.
And I was like, you know what? I play so much Injustice iOS...
Yeah.
That I want those perks, and I'm going to play it on the console.
Sure.
So I did.
Sure.
I paid $25 just... Hold on. Let's let this thing... Please, everyone, let this sink
in. Let this sink in, Corey.
I paid $25 for a console game...
To play an iOS game.
To make my iOS game better.
Yeah.
Gone.
Sick,
madness.
Bro.
Madness.
So while he did that, I went on the PS4 and got the Ultimate Edition.
Which we'll play tonight.
Which we will play tonight. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
It is gorgeous.
Oh, mine's the Ultimate Edition, too.
I know,
it's
but you have
PS3
the PS3.
Yeah.
I mean, the PS4 is marginally just graphically
sure,
better.
Sure, yeah.
That's
it. Yeah, but we get all the fucking characters
right,
and, you
yeah.
know, all that kind of shit.
I think I like it more because you actually get all your characters. And all the characters are, you know, all the costumes are already there.
So let me just, like, here's what my... This is the shit that I worry about. As at night, I'm playing Injustice, I'm thinking about the fact that we've shat on this game so hard, and I'm analyzing what it is that, like, why do I like it now?
Hmm.
I've come up with two things.
One,
I'm so entrenched in that world now because of playing the iOS game.
Sure.
But two, I think what the weakest problem was with the console version...
The original
was
one?
The story mode. I didn't like it at all.
Sure.
I like just the battles.
Yeah.
I like doing stuff like, you know, knocking people
into
shit.
You like the battles.
I just didn't like the story. But that being said, I like the story of the universe.
Right.
I did not
including
like
the comics now.
The comics are actually really good.
Right.
People, I mean, and that's just not me saying it.
I can't
like,
believe
IGN
that we both
gives it
enjoy Injustice now.
We're playing Injustice.
We're actually going to spend our Friday night after we do this podcast playing some Injustice and smoking some weed.
How weird is that? Seriously.
A year of hating. You know, I picked up a game a year down the line, and I honestly can't believe that I enjoyed. I mean, I've always liked the DC characters.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a Batman buff. I love it all. But I hated this game, I think, because I didn't enjoy the button mashing as much as I love, like, the Mortal Kombat games.
Yeah.
I've never...
But now that
I've
spent more time with it, I do dig the controls of this.
Yeah.
I like the interactivity of the environments. I hope they do something like that with the next Mortal Kombat.
I agree. And, you know, when they do the next Mortal Kombat, there will be an iOS game like this.
Oh, my God.
And
that's
going to be game over.
It's game over.
That's going to be game over.
Because as much as I love Injustice, I mean,
I
inherently
Mortal Kombat that much
love
more.
The Mortal Kombat universe so much more.
Yeah, definitely.
So, you guys, everyone in the world... Well, hear me come. I will ejaculate.
Hey, I'm a shoot.
when they announce that, hopefully at E3, I am seriously going to
pass
out.
There was actually talked that before the new Mortal Kombat, I mean, this is obviously the smallest of rumors, but they might do an Injustice 2 before the next Mortal Kombat. Or they might ship it out to a different developer.
Yeah, it might be a different dev team, because it's one of those things where I think Warner Brothers owns more of the stake in Injustice.
Yeah.
And I think NetherRealms probably owns more stake in Mortal Kombat.
So maybe, WB Montreal, they did with Batman, Arkham's Origins, might do to the next Injustice game.
Yeah, so we could get an Injustice 2 and a Mortal Kombat something at the same time.
That would be quite the world we live in.
I just can't wait. I don't even know, man.
On the next-gen platform.
Jesus, man. Yeah.
Jesus.
My God. So it's since you've last heard from us, a lot of weird shit's happened with Injustice. And that's where we're at right now.
I'm on like day 4 binge of Injustice iOS.
So you know what, everyone? Corey,
keep
I
playing video games. Sooner or later, you're going to start falling in love with them all. That's what I'm bringing
up. I apologize for hating on Injustice.
Me
this
too.
This is my public apology.
This is very public.
This is me considering I was wrong.
I mean, I was wrong too.
There we go. All
Injustice
right, it's out
was
there.
Fun.
That's all we got.
Next on the Gamer Podcast.
More IRL shit. So I went to WonderCon.
All right.
Which is a spinoff.
When was that?
That was a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
It's a spinoff of Comic-Con. So it's just another comic book convention.
In Los Angeles.
Yeah.
It's a smaller Comic-Con type con.
Yeah. Same, it's all
Con.
So I just wanted to let you guys know that I took some pictures.
A lot of hot pictures.
Yeah. With my camera, my cell phone.
The 5 megapixels, 8 megapixels.
Whatever.
The iPhone 5.
Yeah, so I posted them on the website so you guys can go check them out. And also on a personal note...
It was fun.
I watched a screening of Son of Batman there.
Oh, what'd you think of that?
It was better than War... And then, but it was
not
better than War, but not
as
good as Flashpoint.
Flashpoint was bonkers.
Flashpoint's awesome.
If we live in a perfect world, we will soon, in a couple movies, see a Flashpoint-esque movie.
That's like 100 years from now.
I don't care.
Okay.
I want it to happen.
I know.
Even if I'm 80, I want that to happen.
Yeah, did you see on Injustice Ultimate Edition, Batman has a skin, like a costume.
He does. The Flashpoint.
The Flashpoint where he's got the, it's his,
it's his father.
Dad. Yeah,
it's
his father. Awesome.
Spoiler alert!
So, WonderCon was cool. Check out the cosplay pics. And then Son of Batman, it was cool. If you get a chance to see it, awesome. But don't expect it to be better than
Netflix
Flashpoint.
Netflix this movie?
Yeah, def.
Yeah.
Def.
Okay.
Another big fucking piece of news.
Past
week.
Couple days, bro.
Star Wars cast announced.
Star Wars Episode 7, the sequel to Episode 6, is finally getting
thanks,
some...
Dr. Science.
Hey, it's happening.
Dr.
Neil deGrasse Torso speaks.
Yeah, exactly.
Some casting news guy.
Okay, so hit that off. Hold on, I need to adjust the gain a little bit.
All right.
Can you do that? Can you turn that down
up,
a hair?
Down a hair. All right, cool. There you go.
Hey, so... The people that they announced, I mean, so obviously, like, they haven't really said who they're going to play or whatever, but we can just...
But the cast is ready to go.
The cast is ready to go. So first up is John Bagoya.
Sure.
He's from Attack the Block.
Yeah, I've seen that movie.
Yeah,
it's fun.
I did too. Where, like, teenagers fight aliens.
We're actually going to get a preview of what he's up if you haven't seen him before in a new 24 series.
Ah.
Yeah.
I don't watch 24, but our buddy Aaron... Hold on, let's do a little shout-out. Our buddy Aaron has a podcast about the new 24.
Yeah, he does
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like... It's called Jack Bauer, Jack and Chloe's Real-Time Fun.
Oh, that's
I don't
cool.
know, something clever.
So it's not out now with Aaron and Abe.
Well, no, he's got like another...
It's affiliated.
Yeah, it's affiliated.
Okay.
So go check them out if you get a chance. So John Bagoya, he's cool. I actually really liked him in Attack the Block. I just saw Attack the Block, like I'd say, like 8 months ago, maybe.
Okay.
For the first time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I was like, I always
like
wanted
ago.
To see
yeah.
it, you know.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
And I liked him in it.
Yeah, I enjoyed to see what he's going to bring.
But we don't know who he's, like, we don't know what they're playing.
We don't know what most of these characters are playing, other than, obviously, the...
What characters they're playing.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Daisy Ridley, I don't know who she is. Blue Season, I don't know what that is.
I mean,
is.
She was in Skrull, indie horror film.
All right, so Adam Driver's going to be in
he's
this.
He's from Girls.
I like him. I think he's cool. Cause
and
actually,
he was in Lincoln.
I actually like that show.
Yeah, whatever, bro.
Yeah,
everyone can like whatever they like. I actually have seen him on Girls because my girlfriend watches it, and I do enjoy him as a character, and I will see what... We're all going to see... We all know he's going to be a Sith.
Okay, he's a Sith.
He's the main antagonist of the movie.
Okay.
Yeah,
nice.
That's what we know.
That's cool. I'm digging on that. I also dig they're doing Oscar Isaac. He was in... remember, he was the boy.
He's
the
Robin
boyfriend
Hood.
In Drive.
Yeah, he was in Drive. He was
Robin
in
Hood.
Born. Yeah,
I didn't see Robin Hood.
No, really?
No. You're talking about the one with...
Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in that. He was
good?
It was fine. It was a fun movie.
Okay.
One time, I'd never need to see it again.
Yeah, sure.
He was in The Bourne Legacy.
Yeah.
I mean,
Sucker Punch. Sucker Punch. Oh, I forgot about that.
I did not like that movie. Who did? I mean, I could see him in Star Wars, sure.
Yeah, no, he's cool. I like him as an actor.
And someone everyone loves, Andy Serkis.
Yep.
The dude, he's Gollum from Lord of the Rings.
He's Caesar in Planet of the Apes.
Yeah,
which,
I mean,
he does the motion capture.
Yeah, he does motion capture.
But he still might also be acting in it. So we don't know if he's going to play like a CGI character.
Probably
or
a little this, little calm A, calm B.
He could do both.
Yeah.
And then the redheaded kid from Dread that had the cybernetic eyes.
Yeah, yeah. He looks a lot different.
That dude's doing a lot of shit.
Yeah, he was in True Grit.
He was,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he was in About Time. Yeah. He's done some stuff.
And then, finally, Max von Sydow is in it.
Okay. The dude from The Exorcist.
He's awesome, dude.
Yeah. He's in Conan the Barbarian. That's interesting.
Oh, yeah. And then, of course, Carrie Fisher.
Then we have Carrie Fisher, who has not aged well.
No.
Mark Hamill
and Harrison Ford are all coming
back. Mark Hamill looks good as an old Master Jedi now.
Yeah, so...
And Harrison Ford, obviously.
And who knows how much of a role they're going to play, if they're just going to be, like, mentories or whatever, but...
Do we know? I mean,
But Lando's not coming back.
No, or he might be a secret character. That might happen. There's multiple movies here, man. I think Lando will pop up somewhere.
Yeah, people are coming out like they're like, where are all the women in this cast? And I'm like, well, I don't know. I haven't read the script.
Bro.
I haven't read the script. I don't know what kind of women's characters there is.
But we're going to find out soon. Now that this news has come, you know, sooner or later, very soon, actually, there's going to be filming.
And that's the thing. Like, I don't care so much about the cast itself. Like, this is neat, you know, okay,
sure,
I get it.
Sure.
But it's the fact this news just, it makes it real. Like, it's really happening.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
It's not, it like, you know, an illusion.
It's not on your head anymore. Sure.
So, okay. Another thing that's not abstract. Apparently, just real quick, a bunch of people up in Burbank, I think, saw a special screening of Mad Max Fury Road, fourth Mad Max movie.
Oh, the brand new one, the reboot.
Yeah, Tom Hardy. And it doesn't come out until next May. I mean, a lot of people were fucking up on Twitter, and they were saying it's coming out this month.
No, not at all.
A year from now.
I think we will see a trailer soon, though.
But the people who came out of this special screening, they all liked it.
Right, and that's early screens,
too. And yeah, and that's the thing. Like, they can do so much shit in a year.
Yeah.
I mean, this is unprecedented. You don't show shit, like, a year in advance.
No, this might be next-level movie. Yeah. If it's good, obviously.
I mean, and I'm a huge Mad Max fan. I like Tom Hardy. The two images I've seen, I miss Mel Gibson, that's great. He looks cool.
I miss Mel Gibson.
Sure. I mean, so do I, but he's old.
He's old and crazy. And he's a hater. He's a hater.
He's a hater.
Ah, good old Nelson.
Dude, haters gonna hate.
Haters gonna hate, and haters do hate every time.
All right, so that's our IRL news.
Sure.
So let's get on to our gaming news. First up is the new PS4 1.7 update. Take it away, Jeff.
Wow.
It's all yours, buddy. I'm going to smoke some weed.
Oh, wow. All right, so the PS4 has updated its big update since 1.6. It's 1.7. All right, you get that. The big thing that's coming out is a Share Factory, which it's editing program.
Right.
Which means
you can record.
You can record and post yourself, like, doing whatever you want in the game on a higher level.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you can make videos.
Can you also record off the camera?
You can do with the camera. Okay. Right, you can make your home movies basically on your PS4 now.
Neat.
Or in-game movies.
Okay.
Very cool.
But you still can't post to YouTube.
Nothing on the PS4 you can post on YouTube yet, but you will be able to very soon. It's coming up on a future update, so by the time, hopefully, you have your PS4,
yeah,
these things plus the newer, better things, like, you know, playing through your USB or MP3s, all that will be on the PS4 as firmware updates. So you'll have a complete system once you upgrade.
Sure, which, you know, will be...
You know what, September, October, November, whenever, in the fall sometime.
Yeah, sure.
When the games come out.
And then... Oh, you can also dim the light on your controller.
That's a very minor feature at the same time. It doesn't dim it very much. It's not as bright, but, you know, very marginally little... Bit less bright.
Yeah.
There's you could preload your purchased games.
That's cool.
You could basically download your games, like, say, Watch Dogs. That's coming out in 3 weeks. I don't know if it's out now, but once it is, early enough, you'll be able to download it. It'll be on your system, and say 12 a.m. day of, play the game finally.
Because before, you'd like, okay, it's cool that I can pre-order it and buy it on my system. Right. Everyone gets home and plays it right away.
Right.
You've got to wait till 2 in the morning because it takes 2 hours to fucking download and install.
Yeah, now that your game, it'll be ready for you to start.
I think Steam had been doing that for a while.
Well, it's awesome, the PS4.
Yeah, no, it's something that now that we live in the digital age on our consoles...
The future age of gaming is slowly ramping up.
And it seems like a lot of ideas that, like, PC gaming is used to...
It's going to consoles
merge,
now.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because the PS4 and the Xbox One really are, like, they're computer systems now.
Yeah.
They do so many different features. I mean, it's a computer in your home, they play console game on. Very cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Now, also, very minor, but you could turn off your HDCP, which makes you able to capture in high resolution. It's going to be... You're capturing with more gigs involved, so you're going to use, like, an external hard drive, and you'll put it through your HDMI or your USB. But, you know, the games you'll be able to play and capture on a higher resolution.
Nice.
There you go, Corey. Trying to hate on me while I'm talking.
I was trying to fuck with you.
Yeah, fucking no one.
Can't out fuck a fuck. No, that doesn't work.
Okay.
I was trying to say, what did Farva say?
Farva? No, not right now. Farva, I don't
what do
remember.
You mean?
I don't remember
There's
that.
Always time for right now with Super Troopers.
Well, then if you know the quote, say it, Corey.
All right,
then. Burning time.
Nice. That's a solid update. Did you get it? Have you downloaded it? Or is it already up there?
Which one? The system update?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's up there. As I have the PS Plus, so it updates. You just have to install when you turn on your system.
You know what I'm excited about for having a PS4?
What you got there?
I was talking to Jeff the other day about downloading Injustice.
Yep.
Because it was on Monday.
Yeah.
And you know how, like, if the store updates on a Tuesday, you won't have the sale anymore? So I said, hey, Jeff, I was talking to my work, and he was like, I was like, hey, you better download it tonight when you get home.
Yeah, I already got my
PS
app.
He was like, I'm doing it. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, I'm doing the iPhone app.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck, I love that shit. And I can't do it on the PS3.
I don't need to wait till tomorrow. I could do it right now.
Yeah, come on, baby.
My little PS4 iPad app.
Dude, seriously, it's so fucking rad.
It's awesome.
I love that.
Future gaming, man.
I can't wait. I really can't wait.
What's going on with Call of Duty these days?
That's the big news of right now is Call of Duty Advanced Warfare was announced. We all knew it was coming, but now we're starting to get stuff.
That it's coming
pictures,
out in
videos.
November of 2014.
Yeah,
and
so
it's Advanced Warfare, a brand new game.
So this one is by Sledgehammer. The Ghosts was by Treyarch.
Sure.
So that's how they do every other year. They leapfrog.
Right.
So, and they both have their own stories. So this doesn't take place in the Ghost universe and vice versa.
Sure.
So this one is apparently all PMC-based, private military corporation.
It's Elysium.
You're
playing Elysium.
Hold on. So you're basically playing your mercenaries.
Yeah.
And they all have exoskeletons.
Army of Two?
Like Elysium.
And
so
Army of Two.
So it's basically, yeah, you're right. It's Army of Two meets Elysium
meets
Call of Duty. Yeah.
Right.
And I know, and I post this stuff online and on the Facebook page, and I always get hate for Call of Duty, but come on. Everyone's buying it. So why there's so much hate in the world for these games?
This is just hate.
But yet they're selling crazy amounts.
It's the highest selling game of the next generation, as always is.
But people always hate
it. It's a $1 billion game every year.
So
every year, $1 billion game.
I'm super excited about this one.
This one I am more excited for than Ghosts, because Ghosts felt like an upgrade to Black Ops. This feels like what Modern Warfare 1 was on the PS3, Xbox 360. This is, for the new generation, the future of Call of Duty.
Right. So now, they're also saying it's going to be a lot more vertical. So they're kind of riding the whole Titanfall
It's very Titanfall. You could basically climb walls.
Right. So real quick, so the exoskeleton gives you the ability to jump further. Like, the land from heights, you know. Because
punch harder. Jump further.
Yeah.
Kill faster.
Yeah. So the video has him, like, punching through car doors, jumping off of stuff. So that's all going to be incorporated into the gameplay.
Yep.
And that's going to be incorporated into multiplayer.
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to have minus the Titans, but I guarantee you they'll start putting in, because they have, like, mech type stuff in this thing from the video.
Yeah.
I guarantee you they're going to start implementing that kind of shit.
As perks?
Maybe you get in it or something.
Right.
But they did show a guy in a very big mech suit with, like, a Gatling gun.
That might be part of...
He's, like, a heavy.
I'm sure that might be a campaign. There's going to be different classes
of the
exoskeleton.
But that'll be a perk, though, that you get
definitely.
Later.
I'm
excited.
I mean, I'm very excited to see where this takes Call of Duty, and I can't wait to play this game.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
And so, since it's all like
Kevin Spacey's a part of it.
So, Kevin Spacey's like, he plays this head of a private military corporation.
So, this trailer was supposed to drop on Sunday, and we were upset.
Yeah, it came early.
It did, because Destructoid leaked it. Or they didn't leak it, but they had it, and then obviously other companies got a hands on it.
Sorry, Destructoid. They didn't leak.
Didn't leak anything, but they had their hands on it.
I saw the video of the leaked footage on Destructoid.
Right. I mean, what happened was there's different captures of images, then all of a sudden now the trailer
it
has
popped
nothing
up. It popped up online. Right,
nothing on Destructoid, obviously. No hate.
Mm-hmm. No, I just didn't want to get sued. I just made that clear.
No suing, please.
But so the trailer got leaked. Trailer looks bonkers.
Right.
Exosuits. It takes place. I don't know what year it is. I couldn't tell, but it obviously
it's
like 2040 or something like relatively.
It's the future.
It's basically everything in it is basically Elysium,
right?
Because it's like it looks futury, but at the same time it looks functional. But at the same time, there's hover bikes. There's hover bikes.
I mean, very close to, like, you know, Terminator 4 Salvation. Like, there's hover bikes now.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of shit going
on. I'm not sure how you made that jump.
Well, they had hover, like, motorcycles in Terminator 4, didn't they?
No.
Or, that was robot machine motorcycles. I'm wrong.
Well, what movie was that? What's
Terminator,
robot machine?
Terminator 4, bro. Salvation.
Oh, yeah. They weren't hover bikes, but they were robots.
I'm halfway there.
I don't know.
Halfway there, half the time.
I don't hate Terminator Salvation.
I actually enjoyed that movie. Christian Bale was on a hot streak.
So, Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, do you think, Jeff, you'll get it, or are you excited about it?
Well, I mean, I got Ghosts, and I haven't played it once.
Right.
So this will be part of my collection.
Are you more excited about this than Ghosts?
I am, because I don't want to play Ghosts. I just haven't had time to jump to the PS4 fully.
Yeah.
But this game, I actually want to play like I wanted to play Modern Warfare, because it looked brand new.
Okay.
It looks like Halo meets like Titanfall meets Call of Duty.
Meets Army of Two.
Meets Elysium.
I find the PMC stuff infinitely more interesting. Because, you know, it's...
These are machines killing you. These are simply humans.
Yeah. And it's like a privatized army. This is all the shit that's also Metal Gear as well.
This is Metal Gear.
Metal Gear-ish.
Good call, bro.
But it's also very real life.
Yeah.
It's like Blackwater.
Yeah.
But, you know, 20 years from now. And they have access to, like, the highest tech and everything in Advanced Warfare.
The craziest of mercs.
I would like to see maybe a money aspect put into it. So, like, maybe they did it in the fucking latest Killzone.
Okay.
Where, like, you get, like, money for, like, a headshot in the game.
All right.
And then you can, like...
You get purchase.
Yeah, you can purchase new upgrades. Because they did that in, like, Army of Two.
Right.
Which is fun because...
How did that franchise pan out?
Well, EA killed it. Army of Two, the second one, 40th Day, was awesome.
Tell me more, Mr. Scientist.
The third one was abysmal. But I played it.
I played it. You supported.
Yeah. Anywho. I like the money aspect of it. If they do it with this one, it would be great. Even in-game, you can maybe perk out your guy a little bit in-game and then have it translate to multiplayer. It doesn't matter. It's going to be bonkers.
So basically what we're saying is we're going to play a game where 10-year-olds in multiplayer now have exoskeletons and just going to hate on you.
I can't wait. It's going to be great. Yeah. I can't fucking wait.
Yeah. That's going to be fun.
Yeah. So, you know, and we'll see obviously more at E3.
It's awesome that this trailer leaked and now we could talk about it because we were on the cusp of only speculating what would happen. Now that we know everything,
yeah,
it's that much better.
Yeah, no, actually
it really worked out.
The trailer leaking worked out for us, you know, sorry Game Informer, because I think they had the exclusive.
Let's
on
not
it.
Name names. Whoever had it, thank you for leaking it.
Oh no, I'm not saying they leaked it.
No, but whoever had it, thank you.
Yeah, no, good for them. Yeah. That was that's the big news, so guys, keep looking for that stuff.
What else happened?
I don't think we have anything else on the agenda.
We did.
Except for the NSFW Gamer
EA
stuff.
Was nearing a deal with Comcast for game streaming, so they're going to have their own little streaming box that's going to have casual gaming, very similar probably to the Google Play Store, the iOS Store.
Yeah, Amazon
had that, and you know, I think that's going to get better with time, and I think what's going to happen is these mobile giants are going to start creating their own things. Soon there's going to be, like, Apple games just, like, I think it's actually on the Apple TV now that has games, too.
Yeah, Amazon wants to get into the game
mobile
industry.
Mobile gaming.
And they also, Comixology, we forgot to talk about that earlier. That was a big thing.
So, for us comic book lovers.
So, I don't know. All right, so, guys, if you read comic books on Comixology.
iOS,
on the iOS Yeah, either you might have noticed on iOS apps
very recently, like within a week.
Yeah, it's like a few days. Yeah. You can't purchase your game, your comics through there. That's because Amazon purchased Comixology.
So yeah, basically they purchased
and they
this,
neutered it.
They neutered it and they killed the industry on a digital scale for iOS lovers and probably on a digital scale in general, just to promote their own Amazon
right.
Or Amazon Fire.
Right. So you think about it. I think we jumped a little bit there. Basically, for iOS users, you can't purchase comics through the app. You have to purchase them. It's all it is in e-reader.
It takes you through to the third-party website.
You have to go to the website. You have to confirm.
It's like four steps versus one buy.
Used to be you could just do that.
Yeah.
Now, I have a Google Nexus, which is a Google tablet. It's only neutered for the iOS,
right? So
because Apple takes like 30% from in-game,
and
app
they also
want
to hurt the Apple's tablet right. line of iPads because they want to promote their own Kindle Fire.
Exactly. So you know, who knows? Maybe down the road,
Apple will have their own comic book.
Maybe they'll have their own app. Knows? Who knows if the Kindle? I guarantee you, the Kindle will start. Amazon will start using Comixology as a selling point for the Kindle
it will
Fire.
It definitely. It's gonna integrate very fast into the Kindle lineup.
To me, it would be all of this would have been worth it if Amazon releases a Kindle that is specific for comics that the screen
like a turning page tablet?
No, that the screen I want the screen to be the exact proportions of a comic book.
Just, you know, a simple slab that is comic book.
Yeah, so yeah. Then, yeah, I want that's, you know, make a Kindle that's specifically for comics, and the screen
that's
is
a pipe dream.
The exact same size. That's what I would like to see.
That's a pipe dream.
That's what I would like to see. I think
only
be
because
really cool.
They don't need to add another lineup.
I get it.
You get it.
Yeah,
you
I get it, but I would like to see
that. Would be cool, like a special edition type thing. Yeah. Would you buy it?
Yes.
You think so?
Yeah, no, I'm telling you. Because the only thing I do on my Google Nexus is read comics. If I bought an iPad right now,
yeah,
only two things I would do on an iPad:
iOS
read comics and play Injustice.
Why don't you just get a Kindle Fire?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I always wanted an iPad. Always.
Well,
this actually changed my mind.
For $200, you get a Kindle Fire. Now you have Comixology,
better
tablet.
I don't need to buy another tablet. I have my Google Nexus.
All right.
There you go. Good job.
Yeah, I got it in there.
Yeah.
Sing. Beautiful.
All right, so past 2 weeks' worth of NSFW Gamer news, a few things.
Mm-hmm. What are we talking about?
First one was a fun little article that we put together, which is, you know those Did You Know Gaming, like, memes that go
right,
around?
There's gaming facts.
Yeah, gaming facts.
In meme form.
Yeah, so they, you know, everyone's seen them. Basically,
They're very naughty.
I collected all the NSFW ones.
How long did this take you?
A while.
A while. Poor little Corey Content Master.
Yeah. So this was a good one.
It was great. I mean, you guys should actually give this a read, because I was reading it while he was...
yeah, they're fun.
They're very fun. They're bite-sized. Felt like a little Metal Gear Peace Walker read.
Yeah, a little Metal Gear in there.
There was a little Metal Gear.
Yeah, so... And the little Dr. Wily had boobs before.
I mean, they
that
had a
weird.
Lot of cool little facts that I was very interested
they
in.
They talk about the whole poison transgendered thing.
They do.
And then, yeah. No, so this is all just... Anything that's relatively NSFW is related.
It's a fun little read. Go read that, guys.
Yeah, I think it's cool. And then you guys probably noticed on our Facebook fan page that Lex has been doing a lot of updates.
This chick is very awesome, and I thank you for your production.
She's awesome, and she's really kicking ass, and she's doing a great job helping me out. And everyone really likes her. She had a new article that came up last week was My Life as an Erotic Role Player.
Yeah, what'd you think of that when you read it?
I loved it. I think it's awesome. So she basically talks about, you know, that whole world, I didn't know anything about that world, to be honest with you. Like, erotic role-playing, a lot of it stems from, like, World of Warcraft and stuff like that. People do erotic role-playing within, like, World of Warcraft.
Sure.
Like, people get married and, you know, stuff like that. So she basically just talks about her experience with that.
Yeah.
It's very open, it's very candid.
Yeah, I'm gonna give that a read later.
Yeah,
thank
no, it's
you,
nice.
Lex.
It's
thank
nice.
You, Lex.
No, Lex is
she's
awesome.
Very awesome.
Yeah. And then finally, you guys.
There's some porn there, by the way.
Yeah, there was some nudity in that one.
There's a lot of good nudity.
And then multiple of you guys, that didn't work, but well, you get it, have asked for a Girl of the Week feature for Korra from Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Oh, you gave
Legend of Korra.
Good lineup of her Girl of the Week.
So we put it together for you guys. It's two pages. So if you notice at the bottom, there's a click on the next page. So there's don't miss the other page.
Please click.
Yeah,
page two.
So you guys asked, and we gave it to you. is the Legend of Korra, or just the Korra.
I mean, there's some raunchy fucking pictures.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's very, very... How long did this take you?
It's like a minute a picture, 60 pictures. So. Oh,
six, almost an hour down the road.
That's just putting the pictures together.
2 hours down the road.
Hey, that's labor of love. I love it. That's great.
That was yesterday's worries.
Best part of the job, man. I love it. So definitely a lot of good stuff, and some stuff I skimmed over. But, yeah, go check it out. And you know, the point is that for that Korra one, if you guys want to request something, please feel free. Email
Corey
me.
Will spend 2 hours finding 60 pictures of whatever you request.
Yeah.
Go find 60 pictures of naked katana. Go.
Katana? Oh, yeah, we'll have that.
I hope so. I hope you do this, like, once a month. Or, you know, once every 2 weeks.
I do a girl of the week every week.
But, like, 60 pictures?
Well, it's not always...
Probably because there's not as many pictures on every girl.
Yeah, that's the thing. Right, but we also, every week we want to do
one.
Corey,
I thank you for your time and efforts of making this hentai collection porn.
Anytime. But yeah, leave a comment. You can email me, or you can leave a comment, or you can just leave a comment on the Facebook fan page. I read it all. I see it all. Nothing gets past me.
You get those notifications.
I get them all. I run them all, so I see them all.
Right.
Twitter, doesn't matter. And then some lots of good stuff. So,
what else are we talking about?
That was
the Arkham movie.
Oh.
That's a quick fix.
Yeah.
I mean, you posted, I mean, obviously.
Yeah,
there's
there was a video for that.
Yeah, it was. It was the Arkham Universe gets its first
animated
movie.
That was fucking, all right, so I love the DC animated movies.
Me too.
And as in the DC Universe, the Arkham universe is my favorite.
It is
my favorite, like, Batman sort of universes.
It took on its own life, and we spoke about it a good amount of times, but now there's movies about it.
So now, every 6 months, 8 months, almost a year, they come out with a new DC animated movie.
Yeah.
Most of them are awesome.
Multiple
some of them hit
year,
or miss,
definitely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so this is going to be one of them.
Assault on Arkham. And basically, it's telling more stories of the Arkham universe.
Yeah, and it's
in its simple fashion.
And they'll introduce new characters, but they'll be designed in the likeness, sort of, you know, style of Arkham,
yeah.
The Arkham universe.
Yeah, Joker's in it, Batman's in it. I mean, all the characters are
so
in it.
So this is cool. So this is basically, like, this universe that Rocksteady created has sort of taken on a life of its own.
Well,
just like Injustice is doing as well.
Right.
Because there's comics
of
Injustice.
There's comics of Arkham, I think, too.
There were. I guarantee you, if the Injustice franchise keeps going the way that it's going, we'll see an Injustice animated
movie
at some point, yeah.
I feel like that's very possible.
And they're getting super violent. By the way, you have not seen Son of Batman yet, have you?
I have
right?
not, no.
It is insanely violent. Remember,
why didn't you talk about this earlier, then?
Remember in Wonder Woman? I love the Wonder Woman one. It came out, like, what, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Something like that, four years ago?
Yeah, it was extremely violent.
She would cut people's heads off, but it would be in shadow. You wouldn't see it. This?
You see
the sword, like, I mean, coming out of their
Damian
chest.
Damian Wayne is no joke.
No, and yeah, at the beginning scene,
I mean, he's an assassin.
Crazy.
He's a kid assassin.
And they just kill. It's MDK everywhere.
Son of Batman, man.
That's cool, but, like, I mean, again, I didn't love it. But if Injustice is just as violent, they could do that as well.
They definitely can, because Injustice had people die.
Lois Lane and shit. And
spoiler alert, a year down the line. Maybe some people haven't played the game.
Maybe they've only played the iOS game.
Maybe they only played the iOS game. They don't see death.
No, there's no story there.
No story at all.
Oh,
Corey.
Shit.
Good times.
Anyways. That's cool. I'm looking forward to that.
Me
very
too.
Much so.
Me too. I'm glad I spoke about it.
Me too. What else did you want to speak about?
I think that hit all our topics.
That was the one you were kind of holding on to?
I mean, I wasn't holding on to it. I just saw that you gazed over.
Good job, buddy.
There you go.
All right. Good stuff.
Yeah.
So, Jeff, where can we find you?
Well, I'm on Twitter, as always, at @BrayLovin. I'm on the podcast and on the website as IceBro23.
And you're going to be working on submitting
I'll have my bio? You haven't talked about that. You now have bio pages too.
I haven't, because once I get everyone, I'll sort of blast it.
Sure.
Right now, I only put the
link in my
signature.
Okay, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh, I see it. All right.
You can get it through my signature.
Yeah.
But once I get everyone's bio, which
it.
I want, because I want your bio.
It'll come soon.
Yeah. So right now, I only have Lex, mine, GL Corp, and Devil Sugar.
All right.
There you go.
So on the PSN is IcePro23. Corey, where do I find you?
I am on PSN as Geist1, as well as the website. And I run the Twitter and the Tumblr and everything else.
You just run things.
I just run it.
You just have no time in life because you're running all day.
But hey, you guys can definitely add me on PSN if you want, Geist1. And yeah, hit us up on Facebook.
And we'll be back as soon as we want to be.
Well, I think things will start ramping up. I mean, until E3 happens, I think it's going to be a bit slow.
I think the next one should be maybe a movie commentary, because it might be slow.
That's true. Yeah. We should probably fill the gap in, because I don't know if we'll have enough to do this every week until E3 happens, but then you'll be moving at that point.
Yeah, I'm moving to Hawaii, so we're going to start doing it through Skype and whatnot to continue the cast.
Yeah, guys, give you a heads up, we're going to start having to do the Skype scenario. Yeah,
I'm moving for a year or two. I'll be back, but until then, you'll see me on the cast on Skype.
Yeah, we'll do... We also got to maybe try to do video. We could probably put it on YouTube.
We might Twitch it a little bit. We're going to do some
R&D. Yeah,
we'll figure that out. Don't worry. Don't fear. We'll be back here. We're not queer.
Yeah. We'll be there.
All right, guys. Bros. Later.
Late. Ass and titties. Ass and titties. Ass and titties. And